Krishna Prasaya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Hare Krishna. Ramgat, a place which is dedicated to Lord Balaram, and I think many of you know Vaishnava Maharaj, but some of you may not know Vaishnava Maharaj, so I thought, let me just introduce Maharaj. What did I do? You think? Hare Krishna, yeah. So, Maharaj is my old friend since a long time. I don't know if it's 30 years or what it is, but something like that. But as long as I can remember, he had a little bit of a gray beard, even when he was young. Because Maharaj is a saintly person, I think, that, and a sage. Somehow or other, both of us spent quite some years together in Vrindavan, and then after, when I started traveling around the world, Maharaj stayed in Vrindavan, and now Maharaj is also traveling quite a bit. But in his time in Vrindavan, Maharaj went to every nook and corner of Vrindavan. And therefore we are very fortunate to have Vaishnava Maharaj here, who is very conversant with Sri Vrindavan Dham and who has the adhikar for his service and personal dedication to speak about the Dham. So I'll ask him to speak something first. I can start with that. He's also very diplomatic. That's in Hindi. That's not good enough for me, I'm sorry. My Hindi is very slow, Maharaj. You want to sing it? I'll play it? It's okay. I think.
As Maharaj told you, actually I am not like that. Just by seeing the appearance, he cannot judge the person. By hearing, you will understand now. So I don't know why the order of Maharaj, I'm trying to.
I'll try to sing,
but in advance I'm begging excuse, begging pardon that I am not a singer, not like Maharaj. Just trying to follow his order. Because this song, this place name is mentioned, so that's better.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Nada, nada. Jaya 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 J
translation so we can do of this song?
If someone has it.
You have one?
All glories to Radha and Krishna and the divine forest of Vrindavan. All glories to the three presiding deities of Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Mahan. All glories to Shyamakund, Radhakund, Govardhan Hill and the Yamuna River, Kalindi. All glories to the great forest known as Mahavan, where Krishna and Balaram displayed all of their childhood pastimes. All glories to Kesi Ghat, where Krishna killed the Kesi demon. All glories to the Vamsivat tree, where Krishna attracted all the gopis to come by playing his flute. Glory to all of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. At these places, the son of Nanda, Sri Krishna, performed all of his pastimes. All glories to Krishna's divine father and mother, Nanda and Yasoda. All glories to the cowherd boys headed by Sridham, the older brother of Srimati Radharani and Ananda Manjari. All glories to the cows and calves of Raja. All glories to Radha's divine father and mother, Vishabhanu and the beautiful Kirtida. All glories to Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni, grandmother of Madhu Mangal, and Nandi Mukhi, and beloved disciple of Devarishi Narada. All glories to the young coward maidens of Raja. All glories to Gopis Parashiva, who resides in Vrindavan in order to protect the holy Dham. All glories to Krishna's funny Brahmana friend Madhu Mangal. All glories to Ramgad, where Lord Balaram performed his Rasa dance. All glories to Lord Balaram, the son of Rohini. All glories to all the residents of Vrindavan. All glories to the wives of the proud Vedic Brahmanas. All glories to the wives of the Kaliya serpent. Through pure devotion, they all obtained the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. All glories to the place where the Rasa dance of Sri Krishna was performed. All glories to Radha and Shyam. All glories to the divine Rasa dance, which is the most beautiful of all Lord Krishna's pastimes. All glories to the mellow of conjugal love, which is the most excellent of all rasas, and is propagated in Vraja by Sri Krishna in the form of the divine Parakiya Bhav, paramour love. Remembering the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda's consort, Sri Janava Devi, this very fallen and lonely servant of Krishna sings the Sankirtan of the holy name.
Hare Krishna. So now we got some glimpse of this place. This is called Ram Ghat. If you ask any villagers, local villagers about the place, if you say Ram Ghat, they may not understand. You have to say Encha Dauji. Encha means pulling. In Hindi, Encha means pull. Dauji means Balaram. So Balaram pull here something. What? Jamunaji. So this is the place. So they say this is the Siddha Pit. Anyway, this is not our selection. Balaram selected this place in whole Braj to come here and do his last and last times with his concerts. And he spent the whole night. Actually, when Krishna and Balaram were there, Balaram is more senior than Krishna in Braj, because he took birth before Krishna. So, actually it is said that in all the Brajavasis, they know Krishna is very nutty boy, but Balaram is a bit serious, he's not that nutty. And when Krishna, along with Balaram, always he's with Balaram, no difference. Then only the color is difference. This little nutty is little sober. So when the gopis and the gopas, they saw Krishna with Balaram, they said, okay, he's here. Without Balaram, only Krishna, I don't know, is it a dream or not, he's here or not, it's doubtful. But if Balaram is there, then definitely he's there. So when Krishna and Balaram are there, performing many, many pastimes, Avicharu pastimes. And then Krishna sent Akur. And Akur came and took Krishna Balaram away from Braj when he was almost 10 and a half years old. and he promised that I will come back. And with that word of promise, all the Brajavasis, Saldigopis, they kept their life only by that word only. And they are about to die. So, and Krishna didn't come back. He stayed in Mathura for around 18 years, and from there he shifted to Dwarka. And they were still waiting and waiting and waiting. So, Balaram, after a few years, so he decided to come to Braj. He told Krishna to come. Krishna said, I am busy, I have no time. So Balaram said, okay, let me go. So Balaram came to Braj, and he, when Balaram comes, after such a long time, when this his car, Taladhvaj Rath, arrived, then all these tall, tall trees in Braj, all the mountains, they all see that they are near and dear friend Balaram is coming. So they are very much acquainted with Krishna and Balaram, more with Balaram. Balaram is much more sober and you can relate with him as well. So they are very much friend of Balaram. So all, not only the mountains, all the creepers, the trees, even the birds, the beasts, the cows, and the covered boys, the calves, everybody was very much favorable and friendly with Balaram. And when all the big stuffs, trees and all this saw Balaram, they declare, oh, Ram is coming, Dauhaya is coming, Dauhaya coming. So all these birds, peacocks, beasts, everybody start running. Where it is, where? All the calves, cows, everybody running, all these covered boys, they also run. They saw Balaram's car is coming. It's very known car, everybody knows. So then when they all ran towards Balaram, Balaram also, they saw all their near and dear friends, they are coming, the devasis. So he ran off from the car and come running and met each of them accordingly. Some with handshake, some with embrace, some with whatever way. So he met with everybody. Everybody became so happy by seeing their Dauji. Now, after Krishna and Balaram left Vrindavan, all these Gopa Gopis, everybody was with so much sadness. They are crying and crying, they are not eating, only crying. But now by seeing Balaram, actually it is said that Krishna never went out of Braj. He cannot go out of Braj. But all of them, they are seeing, though they are dreaming, feeling Krishna's presence in their thinking, but still they are saying Krishna is not there. But when they saw Ram, when they saw Dauji Balaram, they thought that Krishna is here. Because Balaram is here, Krishna will never ever away from Balaram. So he must be somewhere. This nutty boy is somewhere. He's not coming to our side, but he's here. Because Ram is here. They all feel very comfortable. They are that birha, that the sadness of their different, separated from Krishna, that went away. They feel very comfortable. So they took Balaram into the Braj village. So when they spread, news spread around to all these gopis, they also said, though they are the concerns of Krishna, but they thought that anyway, we have to, we are not saying Krishna, we have to ask what about Krishna, maybe this is, he is the only person who can tell about him. So better forget our sinfulness, better go and meet him, offer our respect and inquire about his younger brother. So all of them, so when Balaram came, so first Nanda Baba and all elderly gopas, they went and took Balaram into their lap, and the meeting was so lovely and so affectionately. They, and then when Yashoda and all motherly gopis, they saw, they are just started running out, seeing, oh, Dao is coming with all the gopas, and they are going inside the room and making some preparation, making some buttermilk. Oh, he is coming after a long time. He likes this. We have to prepare something for him. Then it's getting late, coming out. They are running in and out, all the elderly gopis. They are full of so much affection, so much love for Balaram. They can't stay in one place, just running inside and outside. So Balaram, after meeting all these elderly gopas, then he come to the gopis, Yasoda and Aliyar, and they took him inside and they feed him and they asked many questions. Balaram somehow or other touched the feet of Nanda Baba and Yasoda and tried to solace them. And somehow or other, by the words of Balaram, they all feel very comfortable. Even all these gopasakhas, they have no rule and regulation. They can go to anywhere, any place. They all comes always sitting to, around Balaram. They all ask him, "Hey, Dao Dada, we heard that you are staying somewhere in Dwarka city. This city, na?" "Yes, very opulent city. We went with you people to Mathura for some days. City like that? Huh? Big, big building, flats, like bars, you are saying some 4x4 or 10x8 some rooms like that. Why do this? This is a place to stay for a man. Such a nice, large area, open everywhere. Open toilet, open bathroom, open bedroom, everything else open. Yamuna is so nice, trees full of weeds and bars and peacocks, and these are there, and so nice. How you are going? Oh, we heard that the ocean is there, and very opulent. Yes, very opulent. How it is? No, yes, it is opulent by the side of ocean, but not opulent like our Praj. It never ever, it can't be. And then why you are going there? Don't go there. Okay, now don't go. If you want to swim, Jamuna is full of water. Nowadays it's water, but that time it's full of water. So why you are going to sea? Stay there. And we will play in beach here, but don't go. So nicely exchange between Balaram and with his cowherd friends. So Balaram has to meet all, each and every Brajavasis to pacify them, because they are all feeling so much separation, so much sadness, because they are separate from Krishna. Krishna is their life and soul. So how they can live with the separation? But now, by seeing the Balaram with them, they all forget their separation. So Balaram has to pacify each and every person, elderly, young person, all the gents and ladies and the birds and bees, cow and calves, everybody has to go, each and everybody, and he has to give them some gift, speak to them and pacify them. So all these gopas and gopis, when they sat around and heard about what Balaram is speaking, and speaking about Krishna, speaking about other things, they feel so satisfied, they feel so comfortable. They are just thinking, let Daoji is speaking eternally, and we have to hear eternally. Forget everything, eating, sleeping, just we have to hear. They feel so pacified, so satisfied, so content, just by hearing the words from the lotus mouth of Balaram. Balaram's word was so pacifying. Each and every word, each and every syllable, each and every action, looking and speaking, everything is so much pacifying, so much touching to their heart. So they are just taking it like anything, they forget everything. It's eternal, you should hear, and just that's it. So Balaram spent some time, he spent at least 2 months here. He just came to meet them, but he can't go. He spent 2 months here, spring season, Madhu and Madhava, 2 months, he spent here in Vrindavan to pacify among them. But he pacified Vrindavasis, they felt very okay, nice, but Balaram was noticing that, see, without Krishna, what is the position of Praj now? So he was making promise in front of each and every Vajvasis. Definitely, this time going, and I will definitely send Krishna back to Vrindavan. And you know, Krishna will not deny my order. I will just send him. Either I will bring him, or I will send him. So everybody is saying, okay, okay, he will never deny your order. He is very obedient, younger brother of yours. So definitely, we have now full faith, so we will do that. So Balaram made many, many promises in front of many assemblies. Every day almost, many times he has to make promises like that. And then, after pacifying them a lot, So then Balaram thought, okay, because Krishna had his own set of gopis, Balaram had his own set of gopis too. All these Nagakanyas and all that. Balaram originally, Ananta says, so those who are coming from that loka, taking Braj, so they were willing to be with Balaram. So to fulfill their desire, so once Balaram in that spring season, they decided in one moonlit night to choose a place where they will meet with them. Because Krishna had performed many ras in different many places. So all these, the concerts, the gopis, they are connected with Balaram. They requested, they said, please, we don't know when you come back, please fulfill our desire, please fulfill our desire. So Balaram decided, okay, before I go, I should better satisfy them. So Balaram, so he said, which place I should go? But Krishna has chosen many places, Vrindavan, and some chosen places he had performed last year. So Balaram chose, Balarama is the real authority of Braj. So he chose this place where you people are sitting now. These places all spread around in kilometers. So Balaram had his good numbers of maid servants, gopis, in his concerts, and he invited them in that spring season moonlit night to come to here. He chose this place, and is nearby. There is called a place called Tapovan, Akhavat, and Tapovan means austerity, to perform austerity. We will go there after some time. Because how the all the Braj gopis, they perform their tapasya, austerity, to get Krishna as their husband. So the tapasya just 1 hour we took, 1 hour something we took Vrindavan to come here. Just by coming in a comfortable car or bus, whatever tapasya inside the bus you must have realized. Maharaj was telling me that we can't sit in one place. We have to like that, dancing inside, sitting in the car, comfortable car also. We can't just sit in one position. It's so much tapasya just reaching here in 1 hour. So this is tapasthali, Siddhasthali. Without tapasya, without austerity, we cannot reach, we cannot realize, we cannot release all this pastimes, all this place. So some tapasya we have gone through already just by arriving here. And your boss, I think, didn't come, you have to walk down also. So he invited all his concerts in that moonlit night, and they get together here, and Balaram started his rasa dance in this place. This is Balaram Rasa Sthali. His name is called Ram Ghat. Jamunaji was not here. The Ghat name comes after, but Balaram chooses Balaram Rasa Sthali. It's Ram Rasa Sthali. Ram means Balaram. So he chose this place to perform his rasa dance in that night, in that moonlit night. And when he was doing it, so many trees, some trees are still there, maybe they are witnessing. Till now they are there. So some trees were there around, and some birds there also speaking. So so many kadamba trees, so many tamal trees, so many people, banyan trees and all that, they saw how Balaram was performing Rasanitya among his concerts here. And the Varuna Loka, actually when Kshirasagara Manthan, Samudra Manthan was happening in Vilkosen, after many things, when Amrit comes, then Amrit were taken by demons, then the Lord took them and gave them to demigods. Then Somarasa comes, then they're taken by the devatas also. So then Baruni comes. Baruni one kind of also beverage. So then the asuras, they took it. But they don't like Varunis, they are with other drinks also. So then Varunis is taken over by the Ananda Lokas, the downwards planets, Naga Lokas. They are fond of drinking Varunis. And these Naga Kanyas, they are the concepts of, he is the original Naga. Balaram is the original Naga, as Ananda says. So Varunadev, he said, this is the time. He had his daughter Varuni. He said, you want to have Balaram? So okay, this is the time, go. He is in good mood now. So how I can approach? He may He may chastise me. No, no, no. Go in the form of Varuni. So Varuna, see, daughter Varuni, he appeared here in that night in Kadamba trees. From the goes of Kadamba, the juice, Varuni juice comes out. So by the smell of Varuni, all these Nagakanyas are Balaram Pitili attracted. Oh, what is where it is? The goal and all these Varuna trees, all these Kadamba trees, this Varuni is coming down. They drunk to their optimum capacity and they become full with, you know, in proper mood. And they started dancing in a different way now. So now, after long, in Rasa Ratri, it's not only for 12 hours. They can extend it for a few kalpas. So like that they perform that dance for who knows how many hours. So then Balaram feel tired, we better, we should take bath now. Too much, everybody is sweating. So but here there is no stream, no river. I said, okay, Jamunaji, we should summon Jamuna, should come here, we should, this moonlit night, we should do water pastimes in Jamuna. But Jamuna is not here, he is playing around from Govardhan, Varsana, the other side, Nandaram side. So then Balaram started calling Jamuna. Hey Jamuna, come here. I want to take bath. All my friends, they will take bath, come here. Jamunaji thought, anyway, I am, he is my, you know, if your husband's elder brother, he should feel a little shy. Anyway, but he should feel obedient. But Jamunaji said, not only that, he is in now in different mood, in drunken. Drunker position, how can I go in midnight? I'm a lady, and he is in a drunken position in midnight, he is calling me, it's not good for me to go there. He said, better, I should avoid it. She started avoiding. But then Balaram became very angry. He said, you police, you are avoiding me, I am telling you. Then he became angry and called out his celestial plow. And he said, okay, he shouted at him. Now I will pull you down here and make you hundreds of dance and send you to Rajasthan, to this Registan, you know, what you say?
Desert
area, and all your water finished there. You will be finished. I will finish you. And he started pulling. Then Jamunaji started realizing her mistake. He said, no, no, please, excuse me, please, I'm coming right now, please, please. So Jamunaji, by herself, she changed her course and started flowing in this way. From that way, he started flowing this way. Now he's flowing, till now he's flowing this way. Because Balaram shut up. Now he's flowing in this way. So Jamunaji came here by the order of Balaram, and all of them, they performed nice water pastimes in that night to their satisfaction, and they went back. So these pastimes happened in that spring night when Balaram came back from Dwarka for 2 months. He did it here. So that's why this place is called Ramarasanitya place. And then because he performed, after Rasanitya, he performed taking bath and water pastimes here, in this place, this ghat, this place of Jamunaji is called Ram Ghat. So now the Jamunaji is a little far from here. But if you want to go and take deep here or something like that, so then you can get little bit connection with that Ram or their associates. Because this thing happened here, and what Lord will perform in Vrindavan is spiritual, and all their pastimes are all spiritual and eternal. So still it is happening here. We cannot see it with our naked eyes, but if do tapasya, then you can also realize that still it is happening here. But I am still performing his rasa in this place. This is so sacred and spiritual, surcharged with full spiritual potency by Balaram. So Balaram is the authority, he is the Adi Guru. If you want Krishna, if you want Krishna Bhakti, if you want Krishna Bhakta, then you have to approach first the saintly person, the Guru. He can only help you. So he is the original Acharya. He is the Acharya of all Acharya. He can give you Krishna. So if we want to have Krishna or love of Krishna or some devotion to Krishna, then we have to beg to the lotus feet of Ram here. He is in very good mood here. And all his friends and his concerts and parties, they are very much in good mood here. If you meditate holding his their lotus feet and pray and beg, then maybe by their mercy, by their grace, we can get or achieve. We can achieve our desired things, whatever you want, in Braj. So this is a very, very important place. So you can maybe go around, you can see Darshan, still Encha Dauji, the Balaram, who pulled, he didn't pull actually, he just chastised and threatened in the oil pool. By that threatening, enough, Jamunaji herself flowed down here. So that chastiser of Jamunaji, that puller of Jamunaji, not pulling, but just telling pool, did become Jamunaji pulled over here. So the same Balaram's deity is here. You can have darshan, and you can have parikrama of this special place, and you can have darshan of Jamunaji, and you can take little dust, and then you can proceed towards Akhrabad, Tapuvan, I don't know. You can go, otherwise our next target is Chirghat. Chirghat, the first times there we'll narrate, one of the first times of Chirghat. But definitely this place, the Ramghat, just like in this song it's mentioned that Jaya Rama Ghata Jaya Rohini Nandan. Rohini Nandan. Balaram is Rohini Nandan, Krishna is Yashoda Nandan. Both are, though Rohini was from Mathura, but she stayed here for quite a long time. And Balaram appeared here only. So Balaram is originally Brajavasi. As I told, he is more senior than Krishna even. He is elder to him anyway. And his relation with Brajavasi is much more nearer and very dear and sweet. So now I think we'll request Maharaj to highlight something on this place and bless us also.
Om Ajnanatimanandasya Jnanandanasalakya Shakshurumilitamyana Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So after Krishna and Balaram had left Vrindavan, had been taken away by Akrura, and after having spent time in Mathura, eventually when they moved to Dwarka, at that time the separation between Krishna and Balaram and the residents of Vrindavan was very great. It said that Nanda Maharaj would daily send a messenger, daily, every day, on a horse. Someone would leave with a message for Dwarka. And also daily from Dwarka, a messenger would leave to Vrindavan. Krishna had already sent messengers. He had sent Uddhava while he was still residing in Mathura. In the Uddhava Sandesh it is described how Krishna was thinking and thinking who to send as a messenger. And he couldn't find the proper messenger until he was thinking, it's Uddhava. It's Uddhava, because Uddhava, he looks like me, and Uddhava is a disciple of Brihaspati, he is very learned. So he surely will know how to say the right things. So Krishna instructed Uddhava. He said, be careful, I have sent messengers before, but they did not speak from the heart, and therefore the message was not successful. So Uddhava went, and Uddhava first met Nanda Maharaj, and when he met Nanda Maharaj, Uddhava basically explained to Nanda Maharaj that actually Krishna never left Vrindavan. that actually Krishna is omnipresent, he is present everywhere, and in that sense that Krishna has not left at all. Nanda Maharaj couldn't relate to it, and Nanda Maharaj is saying, this Uddhava, he's just a boy. He's not mature yet, you know. He doesn't understand. His brain isn't developed properly. You know? So, in this way, Uddhava could not satisfy Nanda Maharaj. Uddhava could not satisfy the gopis with philosophy. They simply wanted Krishna. So, although Uddhava himself became purified by seeing the incredible love of the residents of Vrindavan, and in that way Uddhava was benefited, it was not enough. It was not enough to satisfy the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan. When Balaram came, it was different. Because Balaram, he was from Vrindavan. Balaram had appeared. He had appeared initially in the womb of Devaki, but then by Yoga Maya was transferred to the womb of Rohini. And it was when Rohini was in Vrindavan, residing in Vrindavan, that Balaram appeared. So Balaram was from Vrindavan. And when Balaram came back, everyone just got new life. Not only in hoping to see Krishna, but just seeing Balaram was fulfilling to all. So in that way, when Balaram came, it was amazing. So I'll read a few verses from the 10th canto, chapter 65, which describes this. Sisukuvacha Balabhadra Kurukshastra Bhagavandatam Mastita Suriddhidrik Surutkanta Prayayunam Nagokulam. Sukadev Goswami said, O best of the Gurus, once Lord Balaram, eager to visit his well-wishing friends, mounted his chariot and traveled to Nandagokul. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, in this chapter, Balaram visits Vrindavan, associates with his friends, plays with his gopis, and drags the river Yamuna. Why did Krishna, the great ocean of prema, not go to Vrindavan? And it says, the Yadus thought the gopis are famous for their pure ecstatic love, and Krishna's parents have intense love for him. Krishna is controlled by pure love. So if he goes to see the Vrajabasis, how will he be able to leave them and come back to us? With this in mind, the Yadus prevented Krishna from going, knowing that he becomes subservient to the pastime in which he reciprocates the ever-increasing love of the Vrajabasis. But then neither should Balaram be able to leave his brother Krishna, who's dearer to him than his own life. But Balaram also had great love for all the residents of Vrindavan. Therefore we see that there's not only love for Krishna, but also love for Krishna's devotees. And in this way, we are attracted to Krishna and his devotees. And both can completely purchase our heart. And therefore, Balaram was totally dedicated to Krishna, but also purchased by these amazing devotees in Vrindavan and their love. Having long suffered the anxiety of separation, the coward man and their wife embraced Lord Balaram. And the Lord then offered respects to his parents, and they joyfully greeted him with prayers. And Maharaj was saying they were welcoming him, sitting him down on their lap, embracing him, and bringing so many things that he liked. And in this way, everyone tried to serve Balaram, and Balaram had come. It is said, all the elders and all the cowherd boys, they greeted him respectfully. He met them all with smiles, handshakes, and so on, dealing personally with each one according to age, degree of friendship and family relationship. Then after resting, the Lord accepted a comfortable seat and they all gathered around him. With voice faltering out of love for him, those cowherds who had dedicated everything to the lotus feet of Krishna asked about the health of their dear ones in Dwarka. And Balaram in turn asked about the cowherds' welfare. So, first, that exchange is happening, and although it's an exchange of love, it's partially external. They're asking about relatives, they're asking about their acquaintances. The gopis, right, are simply asking directly. They get into the discussion about Krishna, because they only think about Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is commenting on first this verse. Matram pitaram bratra patin putran swasin apiyadatta jahima dasara duschan swajanin prabhutana sajya parichaya gata sanchina suridakata nutadrisam sribirna sadita basitam. For Krishna's sake, O descendant of Dasara, we abandoned our mothers, fathers, brothers, husbands, children, and sisters, even though these family relations are considered difficult to give up. But now, O Lord, that same Krishna has suddenly abandoned us and gone away, breaking off all affectionate ties with us. And yet, how could any woman fail to trust his promises? Balaram said, but most beloved gopis of Krishna, Krishna is full of love for you and always remembers you. Denying this, the gopis replied, no, we do not have faith in Krishna's love, since he rejected us who were solely devoted to him. They expressed this in a verse and a half. The gopis continued, though we gave up everything for Krishna, he gave us up immediately and left. Balaram, why didn't you do something to prevent him from going away? Or why didn't you go with him? Gopis, Krishna just tore our bonds of love, Surida, to shreds like a blade of grass and left. Therefore tell us what we should have done. Balaram, since you are maintaining your lives without him, you also must have broken your ties of love for him. Gopis, not at all. By his words, I will return to you. Repeatedly sent through messengers, Krishna retied the fetters of love even after they were broken. Fetters is another word for chains. So again, each time, although the chains of love were broken by Krishna's faithlessness, again, then Krishna sent a message, and then that he was coming, and that just a little longer, just a few more demons to kill, just a few more, and then he would be free, and he would come. And in this way, Krishna fanned their love again and again. Balaram, if you believe Krishna will return, then why are you so disturbed? Gopis, no, this is not correct. Since even now Krishna has still not come, we've concluded that whatever he said was false. Balaram, why did you believe what he said in the first place? Gopis, how could unintelligent, straightforward women like us not believe his word? How can intelligent city women possibly trust the words of one whose heart is so unsteady and who is so ungrateful? They must believe him because he speaks so wonderfully, and also because of his beautiful smiling glances arouse their lust. So in this way the gopis are saying, what can be expected of us village girls? We are simple village girls, not so intelligent, not educated. How could we not believe his word when he smiles to us in such a way? Even the city ladies are being influenced. So in this way, that separation is being discussed. The gopis thought, after piercing our hearts with the five arrows of sweet smiles, sweet talks, enticing glances, graceful gait, and his loving embraces, the Krishna moon disappeared from us. So how will the city women not die when he does the same to them? Overwhelmed with these thoughts, the distressed young gopis started crying right in front of Balaram. But Balaram had been sent with many messages. Krishna had sent many messages. These messages, some were sweet, some were apologetic, some were dignified. Being heartfelt, Krishna's messages could not be revealed publicly because of their confidential nature. Balaram boldly explained, "Dear gopis, now that I've consoled you, I will go to Dwarka and bring Krishna here by force." Maharaj also explained this. That I'll bring Krishna, because I'm the elder brother, so what can he do? I'll force him. I'll make him come here. No. So that was better than Uddhava, who came with all this philosophy, Krishna is here. Well, give us a break, you know. Krishna is all pervading. I mean, we want Krishna, not some philosophy that he's all pervading. We want him in person. We want his smile. We want his presence. So in this way, Balaram could fully satisfy the gopis. He could fully satisfy the gopis because he was bringing intimate messages of Krishna, which actually confirmed that Krishna still had love for them. So they again had some faith that Krishna's love had not died. And that was the essence. And then the second thing was that he said, I'll force him. I'll bring him. So in this way, yes, now a messenger came. When Balaram came, yes. And they felt consoled. They felt satisfied in their heart. And then it comes this part. Purna chandra kalamrista kamudi gandavayuna yamuna pavane reme sivite strigane vritaha. In the company of numerous women, Lord Balaram enjoyed in a garden by the Yamuna River. This garden was bathed in the rays of the full moon and caressed by breezes bearing the fragrance of the night-blooming lotuses. So, yes, we heard it was the spring season, this month of Madhu or Chaitra, the full moon, and also the month of Vaishak, the following 2 months, and in that period, Balaram danced with his gopis. Still, Jiva Goswami is saying that Balaram was always in that mood of the servant of Krishna. Maharaj mentioned that Balaram is the Adi Guru, and the reason, or the original spiritual master, and the reason is because Balaram is the original servant. He is the original servant of Krishna. And it is said, he serves Krishna in every possible way. Radharani is also serving Krishna in every possible way. Srimati Radharani is representing the Ladini Shakti of Krishna, or the pleasure potency of Krishna, which gives us the quality of Anant. We know that the spiritual world has these three qualities of Sat, Sid, Anant. And Balaram represents the Sandini potency of Krishna, the existence potency. And everything rests upon Balaram. It is said that when Krishna is manifesting the material world from his expansion, Mahavishnu, it is Balaram who actually becomes Mahavishnu. It is Balaram who becomes Garbhadaksaya Vishnu. It is Balaram who becomes Kshiradaksaya Vishnu. It is Balaram who becomes Anantasesh, who becomes the bed of the Lord, who becomes the shoes of the Lord. Balaram is always serving the Lord. And even in the spiritual world, it is Balaram who becomes Vrindavan. And in that way, it is Balaram who is serving always Krishna, always, in so many ways. Therefore, even when Balaram was in Vrindavan, he was still in that spirit of the servant of Krishna. And he came here to represent Krishna. And even his Ras Lila, which he performed with his own gopis who were younger, and at the time of Krishna, they were young, they had no connection with Krishna. And these gopis, and Maharaj explained the history, the Naga Kanyas, and these Naga Kanyas, these daughters of the Nagas, they performed that Ras Lila with Balaram. But not only that Balaram was in the spirit of an enjoyer, Balaram was still in the mood of serving Krishna. He was still trying to somehow or other satisfy the gopis by increasing their love and attachment to Krishna, by binding them again. Not only were the messengers that Krishna sent binding the hearts of the gopis to Krishna, now that Balaram was performing Ras Lila, one can understand that the separation of all those gopis who were Krishna's gopis was increasing manyfold. And their attachment and their remembrance of the whole Ras Lila pastime was reawakened and rekindled deep in their hearts, and their attachment to Krishna was increasing many, many fold. And of course, the separation in the spiritual sense is different than separation in the material world. In the material world, when we feel separation, then we just feel like miserable. But when the gopis are feeling separation from Krishna and are remembering Krishna, then that remembrance in itself is so ecstatic that actually they become overwhelmed with great ecstasy. So all the gopis of Krishna who were not partaking in this rasa dance with Balaram, they became overwhelmed by the greatest ecstasy. And their attachment to Krishna increased manyfold. So that was part of Krishna's purpose, to bind the gopis to him even more. Even more. And of course, then Balaram, in due course of time, had to leave and left Vrindavan and returned to Dwarka, leaving all the residents of Vrindavan in great hope that he would surely bring Krishna to Vrindavan. And again, they had some faith, yes, Krishna will come. And as Balaram left, we will now also leave. We will now leave this place and continue on our journey through Vraj and our meditation on Krishna's pastime and qualities. Shri Balaram ki jai.